Welcome back to Sit Down with the Breakdown. This is your host, Brian.
And this be James.
All right, guys. So today we have some very special guests. We have 3/5 of the band Push the Attack. If you guys would introduce yourselves.
Steven Edwards, a.k.a. Squeeve Guitar.
I am Nate Baxley, a.k.a. Face de Blanc, the other guitar, the better one. I mean, you right.
And I am Corey, the vocalist.
Who no one fucking cares about.
Oh. Oh. I'm
just joking, Corey. I love you.
We love you, Corey.
All right, so today we're here with, like I said, 3/5 of the members of Push the Attack. We're going to ask them a little bit about themselves, you know, what they like to jerk off to.
What they watch at 4 a.m.
Midget straight. Porn.
All straight.
Corey, favorite porn star, go.
Next.
Brian Blakely.
Good choice, good choice. Nice, I'm happy nice. To see someone yeah. seeing my fucking
I gotta
videos.
Go with Lord Farquaad.
Oh, John,
I have to go with Donkey.
By the way, we have a special guest host here tonight. We have Mr. Jonas Meadows from Written in Gray.
Howdy, howdy. Be Fuck looking out for our show, our moment on the podcast later.
He's representing right now.
He's representing. He,
I'm representing.
Is it typical for bands to plug in other band segments?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm for it. I mean,
yes, we're all for promoting other local
absolutely.
Artists.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I feel
good to have you here, Jonas.
Now.
And if you have not listened to Written in Gray, then go ahead and stop listening to this podcast and go do it right now.
And then, first listen to the
And then come
the
back
attack.
And listen to the rest of the podcast.
Correct.
All right, guys, so we're going to get into it today. So tell us a little bit about...
Oh, God, sorry.
Jesus, James. Tell us a little bit about yourselves. How did you guys meet and get formed?
It really started with me and Corey. We met actually at orientation at this factory in Galax called Guardian. I didn't know it at the time, but... yeah, he was on the music scene around here, and I was been dying to get back into it. And, you know, he kind of came to me first, and he's like, you know, you want to get together and do some band stuff. At the time, we were working 6 hours a day, so it was like, I really don't have time, man. But later on down the road, you know, he had this, he was trying to form a band, and, you know, I was like, you know what, I'm going to try to make some time to go jam with him. And, yeah, I mean, we got together, jammed some songs, that kind of thing. We picked up some members here and there, no one permanent really until Mr. Squeeve over there came along, and then it started to get just pick up momentum, get a little more serious, and eventually we got Chop and Xander, who are not with us today. I guess we just forgot to invite them.
Just kidding. We love you guys. We wish you were here.
Yeah, I wish you guys were here.
There is a possibility they will be here at some point.
Yeah, in the future, we would like to do another show just to get everybody around here, but, you know, we'll do what we can for
now. Oh, absolutely. We're going to have another one with you guys a little bit more in depth. This is just, you know, trying to get you guys out there. We like to promote as much as we absolutely can because, you know, without promotion, there's no such thing as the local scene.
That's true. That's true.
Very true.
It would die.
And especially without the fans that go to these shows. So, you know, occupy a venue.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now.
Keep them busy.
Occupy a venue. Go out, you know. Don't spend thousands of dollars on concert tickets for, you know, bands that don't give two shits about you.
No, you can take a Friday night like tonight, spend anywhere between nothing to $10, see anywhere from, you know, 3 to 6 bands, and they'll be just as good as these bands that are like $100 a ticket.
And it's a more personal experience, you know.
And usually right after their set, you could probably sit there and drink a beer with them.
Yeah, meet them,
shit
talk
with
to them.
I mean...
You can't do that with big bands.
Not unless you pay $500 for the meet and greet, and you might get to say, hey, how you doing? And then they tell you to get the fuck on.
Yeah, get a picture and a hug, and that's
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And honestly, a lot of the bands that are in the local scene right now, they top whatever the fuck's going on in the mainstream.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Like, not to brag, but my buddies here in Push the Attack, they're one of the best local bands on the scene right now. If you haven't, please take and pause this and go listen to their first single, Bottom of the Bottle.
Mm. Also on a music video.
Yeah, they have a fucking music video for it.
Written in Gray approved.
Written in Gray approved. That is our highest honor achieved so far, sir.
It is a damn good song.
Very impressive video. Shot by themselves, too. From what I understand.
Kind of, sort of, but no. Yes, I kind of want to put that at no. I mean, we did hire a guy. I guess he was more of a photographer than a videographer. But well, I really don't know.
I apologize for misspeaking. I was told at one point that it was you guys who did it yourself. I'm not going to say who told me that. Corey!
I mean, it was very, like, DIY. But, you know, we kind of had somebody else running the camera.
Okay.
But, I mean, it was very DIY.
Most of it was right outside my house. I mean, like...
Yeah, it's... I mean, there was definitely nothing real fancy going on there.
All right, so what other questions you got for us?
Well, I gotta know something about you specifically, Nathan. Why do you like sucking dick so much?
Well, I'll tell you, it's just an acquired taste at first, but once you get the rhythm, you can't stop.
Everybody stay in shape.
What's some big influences in your bands?
I think you have to ask like each individual member what their influence is.
That's exactly what I was gonna say.
But all to come together to come collective into right. Attack.
That was kind of the basis that Corey and I were going off of, is we want to blend everybody's individual sounds and not compromise either way. Me personally, I'm all about like the punk rock, you know, Rancid, Offspring, mm-hmm. Green Day, mm-hmm. and then like new metal, Linkin Park,
right,
that kind of thing.
Some
I'm sure.
good stuff.
The good stuff, grunge a little bit. I mean, like, there's actually not a lot of music I don't like, but when it comes to playing, I guess that's kind of what I try to bring to the table.
I guess for me, as far as influences and as far as playing and writing goes, I'm kind of more on the, you know, go back to like, yes, that, yes, that's the answer.
Right? That should be everybody's.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry,
Rip and Gray, everybody.
But you go back to like Led Zeppelin, which Led Zeppelin for me was a very life changing experience. Not I mean, sure. As cliche as that sounds, you know, because I grew up listening to old bluegrass, old country, and that's all I knew. And then next thing I know, I'm showed this Led Zeppelin record, and it just blew my mind.
Do you remember which one it was?
The fourth one. Stairway to Heaven was the very first song, which, again, cliche as shit. But I remember just sitting there like, you know, it's that song's what, 8 minutes long?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The whole, you know, from start to finish, I was just like, what the fuck is this? Holy shit. And, you know, it just kind of went from there, but... You know, I take a little bit from that. I started getting into some southern rock, some blues, kind of take a little bit from that. I mean, I listen to a whole lot of stuff, but as far as what I take from, I mean, you know, all that old stuff, you come into some of the newer hard rock. I mean, actually, bands like Nickelback, Theory of a Dead Man. Yes, I like Nickelback. You heard it here. Fuck you.
Push the Attack endorses Nickelback.
You damn right. If they asked us to tour with them, we would do it.
Okay, I've got a confession to make too.
Everybody still left. Yeah.
Okay, honestly,
you haven't left.
Nickelback's not that bad of a band.
They're not. No, I mean, they catch more shit than they really need.
I think it's just mostly Chad.
Yeah.
The singer.
Yeah, Chad's a fucking dick. But
I mean, the rest of the band's got talent. I mean, they're
well. Good actually, if you go back and listen to like their first two records before they really broke through into the mainstream, it was very. Yeah.
So much for having people come to y'all shows now.
But they have that song Photograph, right?
Look at this photograph!
Is that Nickelback?
It's Nickelback, yes. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, I mean, if you go back to like before they really broke into the mainstream, when they was really kind of doing like the DIY thing. I mean,
it's not bad.
It's this real just grungy, aggressive, you know, just rock sound. I mean, they are very talented individuals. I mean, yeah, they pretty much did sell out, but, you know.
They got like a couple of those party songs, you know, just afternoon, that kind of thing. But, I mean, that's what
but,
people
I mean,
want, I
getting back on track.
Get back on track, that's your influences?
Yes. No, but, I mean, I do take from that a little bit and get in some heavier stuff here lately. You know, I've actually been trying to take from, like, Trivium and stuff like that.
For sure.
Okay, yeah.
Shout out to the T.
Big T.
Yes, sir.
Trivium.
T.
And that's more to just kind of... do different stuff with, you know, things that I come up with. Because after a while, if you start taking from, you know, shit like Nickelback, it becomes stale.
Yeah. Which is where I think Nickelback's problem came in.
Yeah. So it's kind of like I want to pull from all this different stuff that I find.
Blend it.
And just roll with it.
All right.
I like that.
Corey.
Mr. Higgins.
All right. Big C, what's up?
All right, I've never talked about this before, but it's kind of...
So you heard it on Sit Down with the Breakdown first.
Father Corey.
Father Corey.
Actually, most people heard that in New York Pizza first.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you, Blair.
Which, by the way, if you're ever looking for a great show to go see, watch any band that comes to New York Pizza.
Absolutely. They're doing some remodeling now.
So for the whole month of March, they're going to be closed. Not to shit on New York Pizza and anything, but
they do have
Pushy Attack was booked to play twice this month, and now we won't get to play at all.
We were booked to play tonight, chicken.
Yeah, we're supposed to be doing a podcast.
Yeah, they were supposed to be with me and my band playing alongside of Midnight Massacre. Which shout out to them; they were our first guest. We'll have them back on again very soon.
So big F in chat.
Big F in the chat. So yeah, Father Corey.
Big C, what is it?
It's a K, James.
Shut up. Shut up.
All right, man. It started with bands like AC/DC, Queen,
the classics.
Basically the classics that come out. But what it really clicked in for me was when I got a cassette tape called Infest by Papa Roach.
We hear it. Sit down to break down. Love some Papa Roach. At least I do.
You do.
You can't go wrong with P. Roach now.
Yeah.
I mean, like P. Roach, 500 Death Punch.
Okay, fuck you for that.
Hey, 500 Death Punch is like
the best album.
The Way of the Fist,
American Capitalist, and the
War is the Answer is good.
That's the only three albums you need to listen to. They do have some good songs after that.
Five Finger Death Punch is the Nickelback of metal. They get more hate than they actually deserve.
Well, look at how fucking Ivan Moody acts. He's
very cocky.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's just like Chad Kroeger. He's a fucking cocky motherfucker.
But it's like this. You know, you won't have Nickelback without Chad Kroeger, and you won't have Five Finger Death Punch without Ivan Moody.
Yeah, okay.
He's moody. He's pretty.
He's in his mood.
Which congratulations to him for going on a few years now sober. Good for him.
A few years? I thought it was like a few minutes.
No.
Not you.
Yes, I went there. I went there.
As someone who's struggled with sobriety, it's always good to see other people in the music industry getting themselves clean and the help they need.
Amen.
That's true. That's true.
Which that'll bring us to, I guess, our first question. What was the inspiration for Bottom of the Bottle, your first single?
Oh, boy. This is a fun story. Let me tell you what. Okay, so check this out. I was, we were at band practice and we're at this other place at the time. Just go ahead and tag me next time. Let's go ahead
at Steven next time.
Now, basically, Squid goes outside for a smoke break, and I'm still in there with my guitar, and I kind of just I'm fiddling around, you know, that little intro, that dun 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 dun. I'm playing that, and then I hear Squeeve outside. It's like, hey, is that already something, or you just made that up? It's like, okay, yeah, literally no shit. I'm sitting there, beer in my hand, which is kind of funny considering the song, and a cigarette that I'd maybe took two or three hits off of, and I just straight up slammed it down in the ashtray, ran back inside, picked my guitar up, and was like, play it again.
Yeah. It's one of those songs that just, like, happened. No one expected it. It was just...
Bang.
Like, he's got some words wrote down. He's got all kinds of lyrics wrote down. So he's just, like, shuffling through. He's trying to see what fits, and that's basically the birth of Bottom of the Bottle. And it's become one of my favorites and a lot of other people's favorites at shows.
For me personally, the first time, because see, I heard that before I ever met you guys, and that just, it stuck out so much to me for a lot of different reasons that we won't get into right now, but it's a hell of a song, guys.
I appreciate it. Lyrically, it's just, you know, it's about people that are dealing with addiction, you know, struggling with trying to be sober, just trying to get on the right track, you know. Don't be done by the bottom of the bottle. That's, you know, chorus right there. It says it all.
And with the music video, we tried to kind of center around people struggling with that addiction and then kind of like having to face it. We personified like the battling your inner demons kind of thing. I mean, it's a good message overall. I mean, like, look, things like drinking and I don't know if you want to smoke a little bit, whatever. I mean, in moderation, it's fine. But
are you talking about smoking meth? Because if you are,
ooh,
us
boy.
Here sit down with
we
the
We only
down.
Smoke meth on days that end with Y.
Thank you.
Just kidding, guys.
Moderation.
In moderation.
Wait a minute. That's every day.
You heard it from Jonas.
Red and gray, everyone.
Just kidding. We don't endorse meth use.
No, we absolutely don't. Not. Fuck you.
Absolutely not.
If you smoke meth, please get some help.
or listen to the
song.
You know,
there are a lot of local bands out there, not to drift too far off topic, but a lot of local bands out there are putting out material and songs related to that very topic. Substance abuse, addiction, that kind of thing.
Well, unfortunately, you know, we're from a small town in Southwest Virginia, and...
To clarify, Southwest, the state of Virginia. We're not in West Virginia.
Yes. Like the southwestern portion of the state of Virginia.
Right.
But West Virginia is not much different. You know, whether you've dealt with it yourself or not, you know somebody that has.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's just, at this point, there's no getting around that. Everybody knows somebody that has dealt with that, whether they did it themselves or not. And, I mean, it's a sad thing. Now, I mean, you know, like you said, you know, you said it was a good song and all that. Now, for me, personally, like, you know, we was getting the song structured out and all this other stuff. And I kind of felt like right then, you know, we were on something special. That was like a huge moment for me in this band. That was kind of what solidified me to really want to push, so to speak. You know, really kind of push on with, really go for it. And, you know, the first time that we ever played it live, people were rocking out, and then, you know, we got it put out on iTunes and Spotify. The first time we played it after that, I remember, you know, looking out in the crowd, like, everyone's, like, bobbing their heads, but I look up, and there's about maybe, I'd say, what, 5-10 people?
Yeah.
Which, yeah, that's not a big number, but there's 5 or 10 people singing it word for word.
Yeah.
And that is just
it's a humbling moment.
A very humbling moment, and there is no drug on this earth that will give you that kind of high.
Mm.
I mean, that is just, it's an amazing. It was unreal, you know.
Well, like I said, as someone who struggled with addiction, I want to say thank you personally for putting out material that brings light to that. I mean, I don't struggle with it anymore. I've been clean long enough now. I'm coming up on 3 years this October, October the 11th, actually.
Congratulations on that.
And it's just, it's so fucking relieving to know that there are people out there who give a shit enough about their listeners and have dealt with all this personal trauma and other type of bullshit that it influences y'all to the point to write something as hard-hitting as Bottom of the Bottle.
Well, I mean, that's another big thing, too, is, you know, it's a good song, it's a catchy song, but whenever you can put something together that the audience or the listener can kind of relate to, resonate with, whether it be personally or maybe they know somebody or whatever, it's a very good feeling that you've got something out there that somebody can relate to.
If we can, you know, bring a couple people out of that dark hole with it, I mean, it'll be well worth the time we spent writing it.
Yeah, all 5 minutes of it.
I mean, that whole process.
Yeah. No, I mean, and that's what really kind of gets it for me is, you know, it's just something that just came together so quickly, at least musically. Now, I don't know, I can't really speak for Corey on that as far as his lyrics, but the music and the structure of it, I mean, it was...
Lightning quick. Like,
boom.
Well, that'll probably never happen again.
It's come close to happening a couple more times since then, but yeah. It was one of those really rare things where it's just like, you know, he played the riff, I heard it, I heard something in my head, we slammed it out for a few minutes, and there it is.
Yeah. Crazy how that comes together, you know, but so what else you want to know?
What you guys is like rehearsal day like? You guys get together, practice. Where do y'all?
We try to shoot for every Sunday.
Where do y'all go through? Like, is it like a certain written process, or do you just pick up instruments?
We just kind of, I mean, usually
we write it down and then we don't follow it.
Yes,
basically.
Usually we run through the set and then we, you know, just stick around outside or something, just talk about what we're gonna write next.
And I think that's a really important thing, too. Because
we're all friends and we all try to, like, you know, get along. You know, we're involved in their personal lives and that kind of thing. Like, you got to have that chemistry in a band, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's especially in our case, which, unfortunately, you know, we get one day a week, maybe 5-6 hours if we're lucky.
We're all busy.
And, you know, we might spend 2 or 3 of those hours actually
on our instruments, yeah.
The other 3 we spend digging off, bullshitting around, which, I mean, I think is very important. Because, I mean, if you try to go all business.
Yeah, the whole 6 hours just practicing. You're gonna
you're going to burn yourself out. I mean, you got to sit back, have a little bit of fun, you know. Even if you got to sit and, you know, just discuss some things. Bond. You want to talk about whatever, ideas, you know.
Yeah.
I can see that being.
And so you're gonna get it's really out. Hard to squeeze all that in a 5 or 6 hour period once a week. But, I mean, it is what it is. We try to make it work.
Put in that work.
You got to. I mean, you guys are moving up pretty fucking quick. How long have you guys been a band?
We started, what was it, November of 2016?
I know that I've been a member of the band now for just a little bit over 3 years.
Was it 2016?
It was around this time in 2017 that I started.
That's right, because I met Jonas here in 2016. And then after that, this is what happened.
And actually, I heard of you in 2014. Believe it or not.
Oh, heck.
I was 16. I'm 23 now, guys, but I was 16 when I very first started. Yes, yeah. I'm legal.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, like, yeah, the start of, I couldn't tell you when Corey and I started jamming together and that kind of thing, but it was like that moment where we kind of decided the name, and we had, it was Corey and a boy by the name of Kyle Edmonds, who was our original
big
drummer.
Big shout out to Kyle. We miss you, buddy.
Phenomenal drummer, very cool guy, you know. I mean, things don't work out sometimes. He just, he had a lot going on in his life. He couldn't really commit to it, but we don't hate him for that. He's come to a lot of our shows, and he's really been a big supporter of us. He was this close to being the very first pit champion.
Which, that's also another topic I do feel like we need to talk about at some point, is the whole pit champ concept, so we will get to that.
Coming right up.
Well, if you guys would like to, we can go and get into that.
Well, take it away, Nate. All right. Here's my kind of thing. I was always the boy who would show up at these local shows. Boy.
As big as you are, I can't see you being a boy.
Here's the thing. I was 16 years old. I was about the same height, but I was like a beanpole, right? I was like really skinny. Like rib cage skinny, like crazy. But like I would go to these shows, I'll plug my boys in Late Night Zero. The very first shows I've seen were from them, and like there was this kind of new foreign concept I discovered, or I didn't know about it yet, but people would aggressively dance and bump into each other. I was like, what is this, human bumper cars? Come to find out, mosh pit. I mean, I loved it, and every time I go to a show, I'd try to bump people. You know, some people hated it, some people got really into it. It's one of those things, like, the fans come out and they're really supportive, and when they give that kind of energy, I always thought to myself, like, there should be a band that, like, gives a title belt to somebody in the crowd that's moshing real hard. And then it was, like, later on, some point last year, right before our show in Helheim.
It was actually the first one, if I'm not mistaken.
Our first show at Helheim, yeah. I decided, hey, why can't we be that band? And then I kind of filled around with some cardboard, some duct tape, a few stickers and stuff. And I was like, just going to make a title belt. And we're just going to kind of promote the whole thing. Like, hey, if you guys mosh for us, give us some energy, you could be going home with this and be the very first pit champion. I didn't know how it was going to go at first, but people really got on board with it.
Shout out Bree Ring.
Bree Ring won the very first one. And
very first
ever,
champion and two-time champion.
She is one of the fucking toughest chicks out on the
been at a show with her at it. You see her every time, front row, banging her head, moving around, moshing real hard, knocking dudes over. I mean,
like big dudes too.
And you gotta keep in mind, this chick is how tall is she?
She's like
5'7".
She's like 5'4", and like all of,
yeah, but you gotta think at 6'5", everybody looks short.
She's like 5'4", all of 80 pounds soaking wet, and she fucked me up
for a week.
At least. I mean, like, now that was one of those things. Like, there were some people going hard in that mosh pit, and our boy Kyle almost won it, but I had to give it to Bree. She's on another level. And then she won it again at New York Pizza. Very first pit champ of 2020, very first pit champ in North Carolina, and very first 2-time pit champion, Bree Ring.
Can we get a little round of applause?
Can we give it up?
All right, let's not clip out the mic too bad.
Oh, yeah. Clip it all the way.
It's too late.
Fuck that red light.
Oh, God. So, how many pit champs have y'all had so far?
Well, we started with Bree. We played a show in Independence. We ended up giving it to this little girl named Haley. That was just because everybody in the crowd was pointing to her when it was time to name the pit chant.
Yeah, she was like, what, maybe 3, 4?
She's young. She's very young.
Which, that's another thing, too, I do want to say, is like, you know, you go to these kind of shows where it's all ages and people are bringing their kids.
You're parenting done right.
Yeah, it's... And we'll actually get to this in just a second. Marshmallow. We'll get to that one
here. Right. Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, you get people like that out there. It's kind of like you're showing the next generation. Like, these are going to be the people that are going to come after you.
That's what you need to play for.
On the scene. Yep. You gotta really take in that younger audience with open arms. So we got Bree, we got Haley. The second Hell Home show we did, a boy by the name of Wesley Short. Chris Short's brother. He won it, and he defaulted it to this kid by the name of Marshmallow. That's what he goes by. I don't know his real name. I know his parents.
Ben McCleary. His parents, Karen and Aaron. And I'm not lying with that. Karen?
Shout out to them for raising their kids right.
Absolutely. You guys are doing awesome.
I'm not going to lie. That second Hellheim show, I mean, like, I noticed this kid before we ever did anything with the pit champ. He was rocking out. And from what I understood from his parents, it was his very first concert at all.
Right.
What a great first show. That's
awesome.
And I mean,
great lineups.
Apparently, this was like a life changing thing for this kid because
we lit a fire under him.
He's all about going to these local shows now.
More people need to. That's awesome.
Yeah. He's got his own like little vest and stuff. He's got patches. One says Marshmallow on it. I mean, like,
that's awesome.
Right on.
He's got the title of the name.
I mean, I can tell by looking at him, he's going to be a pretty stout kid. He's going to be a force in that pit one day. I mean, if he's not already, you know, like, he's pretty sturdy, but I mean.
I mean, that's.
So, yeah, the pit champ is something.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. And then the very next one after that was Bree. And then, it'd be we had crowned their fifth champion. I think that's where we're at now, is B. Blair.
One of the best Brian.
Now,
could have been Brian.
He was close.
Lost by just a little bit.
If I had come on time.
On time.
If he never does. Been there, he would have won it. I can tell you that. That was the main deciding thing. And
I gotta give it to Mr. Blair. He did a number on me. Like, my shoulder and ribs still hurt for the next week.
Yeah, we went to the same high school, B. Blair 9. He is a state champion football player, so...
I can see it.
Damn.
So, I mean, he's got a little physique to him, but yeah. So, tonight we were hoping to crown a new champion if we had that show, and I had your name in the head.
Would have been me.
I don't doubt it. I wouldn't have been surprised if you took on that crown, but...
Well, just to actually, you know, plug a little something real quick. He does have a chance May 30th at Hellheim.
Ooh. Which my band, Villain Over Heroes, will also be playing at.
Push the Attack and the almighty Midnight Massacre. Huge shout out to those spooky
Let's
boys.
Go!
Spoopy.
Spoopy.
We all want to be Wolves of the Hollow. We all are.
Joe Marshall himself
has crowned all of us Wolves of the Hollow.
And if you haven't checked out Midnight Massacre, now's another good time to pause this podcast and go check them out and then come back.
Wolves of the Hollow. And make sure you spell Midnight MIDNITE.
Correct.
Very, very important.
You're not going to find anything. I mean, yeah, you might, but no. You got to spell it the right way.
And if you haven't, please go check out our first podcast. It's not the best sound quality, but there's some very interesting stories that we hear out of them.
It is interesting and very entertaining. I've listened to it probably like 4 or 5 times. I mean, it's just funny. It's funny, it's informative. I mean, it's just everything you want in a podcast.
It's pretty funny. It's good.
It's what we're trying to do. We're trying to educate and promote as much as we can. And also...
meet you guys and hear you guys' stories.
For me, like, I didn't grow up in the local scene because, you know, I didn't grow up around Greensboro where I'm at now. I grew up in Walnut Cove, and I wasn't really allowed to go out a lot of places. But now that I'm, you know, older and I can take myself places, there's nothing that I love to do more on a Friday or Saturday night than go out and watch one of these badass local bands.
Absolutely. Throw it down.
True. If you ain't watching, you playing.
Like I said, honestly, you know, every band in the local scene right now is doing something that I'd rather see more than paying, you know, $60 to $200 for a ticket to see in a stadium.
Well, that's another thing too, is you know, nowadays, I mean, especially where we're from, they're actually there for I'd say a good couple years. There pretty much was no music scene.
Completely dead.
And, you know, you basically had to come down here to the Triad, come down to Charlotte, you know, to catch any kind of
local. Or go music. Further north away.
Yeah, I mean, you had to travel for it.
It's a bit of a drive.
Yeah, nothing.
But especially there in Southwest Virginia, I mean, even here in the Triad, you know, it's all kind of bouncing back.
Oh, man.
Bands are coming out. They're doing, like...
Bless you, Dennis.
You good, bro?
Written in gray, my friends. Written in gray.
Oh, you got the snot. Oh, dude.
Wait, do I really have
snot? All in your fucking beard.
That's snot beard the pirate.
Is that that thing that's flapping around?
Yes.
Oh. It's situations like this that we're going to start
video recording these podcasts.
Oh, my
well,
God. But
he put it on the floor.
That's fine. That's fine. I got a vacuum anyway.
Don't worry, guys. Written in Gray will be back with another full-length podcast, and it'll be more like this soon.
All right. With extra snot.
Yes. Extra snot. So, yeah, is there any shows you guys would like to promote? Any upcoming music releases? Anything?
Any teasers?
Actually, what we got? Well, I do want to say something, but I don't know if I can.
Spill the beans.
Yeah, whisper in his ear.
What's got to do with... Which, I mean, people know that we are working on an EP.
Right.
I mean, that's not a secret. Now, as far as, you know, name
secret.
And stuff...
Secret.
Just know what's coming.
It is coming, but way. I mean, you guys maybe feel like now would be maybe time to like announce the name of it, or no. We have not done that yet.
If you guys are okay with it, I would be
like,
I
want to, but I don't
so want to
just blurt it out, and I'm not supposed to.
No pressure though. Just if you don't do it, I'm gonna eat your
hint.
Ass.
Give us a good hint.
All right, let's see.
Think about it.
Let's see.
I'm giving the name out and kind of the backstory behind it.
Okay, so this would be a good platform to do that on.
I want
to
make a game.
Well, it's not like we have a shit ton of listeners yet.
All right, I just need to know one thing, because I know the name of it, but the middle word keeps changing. Does it start with an A or a T?
A.
Okay.
Mm. I don't remember it keeping on changing.
Here's the little thing. If you want to know...
We can change this world.
Yes, we can.
Easily.
Actually, I can't ask you, because you know.
He knows.
I'll ask this fella right here.
Yes.
What is my favorite Papa Roach song? I'm going to tell you.
Fuck.
Well, that's not fair. He doesn't listen to Papa Roach
back
like
off.
That.
If I take you.
It's a trap.
All right. Another shout out to a band, or not really a shout out. We just want to say to if Trap, for some fucking reason, is listening to this. Fuck you, you fucking monster drinking.
Okay, never
mind.
Don't listen to Brain here.
I'm joking. Ooh. I'm joking. I love Trapped.
I liked one song by you guys.
Yeah. It was all right, like, the first 3 million times it was played on the radio.
They are in the same pool with Drowning Pool.
Hey, I love the entire, any album they put out. I'm just saying.
Maybe I should listen to y'all more. And
Trap Fiend.
Y'all probably actually good.
Okay, starting next week. We are replacing Corey just because he said that.
Don't worry, we'll edit all of Corey's parts in this album.
Yeah.
Let y'all come back in and record it with a new vocalist.
No, we're just kidding. Corey's not going anywhere.
Wouldn't be Push the Attack without Corey.
That is
correct. Or Nathan. Or Steve.
Or Chop. Or Xander. I mean, it's...
We're in this together forever. Hopefully. Don't you quit on us, boys.
Really? Yeah, sorry we couldn't get them out here tonight. It's a bit of a long drive. We're doing this at my homestead.
Yeah, which, I mean, if we weren't here, we'd be at a show anyway.
Yeah.
So go figure.
I'm about to be at one in about, pretty much as soon as we're done with this.
Hey, yeah, we're going to plug this show tonight. Well, there's no point because this is going to be released.
You know what?
I'll
go ahead and plug it anyway just because it's Trailer Park Orchestra.
Plug it.
TPO is playing at Bessemer Billiards. It's a free show.
And they do this the first Friday of every month at Bessemer Billiards. It's always a free show with Trailer Park Orchestra and two other bands.
And we got the honor of playing with them last month, first Friday of February.
Amazing.
And if you have
that was
not
a fun night.
Checked out Trailer Park Orchestra yet, do yourself a favor and go to one of their
Get
shows.
Posted.
Yes.
Get posted.
Get posted.
And stay
posted. It's not enough to say just go and find some of their music. You need to actually go to one of their shows.
You need to experience this.
It is a whole ass experience.
Their show is just, especially you know, on the local level, is just over the top and that in a very good way.
It's like everybody is a Trailer Park Orchestra fan. They just don't know it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them don't.
So, talk about it.
I have not.
Don't say last resort. I'll slap you.
Don't.
So yeah, we're getting back on topic now.
You want to tag team? You think you can get
call,
it?
Let me
Yeah, it's not relaxed.
It's the first resort.
We already dropped a big hint on them, didn't we?
I'm not. I hope I don't offend you by this, Corey, but I really can't remember what you said your favorite.
Oh, I guess you're going to be the one to guess it then.
Ah, fuck me. Okay, can you give me a hint as to what album it's off of?
It's off of Metamorphosis.
Metamorphosis. Okay, I'm going to say it's not Hollywood Horror.
No.
Is it Forever? Okay, because Forever is my favorite song.
That's
a great
song. That's one of my favorites, too.
Cause days coming up. All right,
shut up.
All right.
Hey, who sings that song?
Papa Roach.
Let's keep it that way.
Damn.
Wow,
I saw that coming a mile away, and you
boy, that's a good, that's a good way to get your dick sucked.
What?
Zipper sound effect insert here. Zip. Oh, I got this.
Ah, you got to call it.
All right, back to the podcast.
Anywho.
We're done with it. Our EP, it does have the letter name sorted out.
The letter E in it.
That's a vowel in it.
L.
What?
I'm hinting you.
L.
You're going to confuse them.
Off of Metamorphosis? Fuck, I don't remember the track listing.
Now, should I give him a big hint or should I?
Look at that, look at that.
Your liver.
Your liver.
Yeah, that's my favorite popper.
As song. Corey Higgins was patting on his chest, the liver. Guess was liver.
You're in a hospital, you're about to die. What do you. What's
your last resort?
It's Metamorphosis.
All right,
Lie! Oh, Lifeline.
Yeah, you got right. Fuck.
Yay.
All right, we get to hear the title of the EP.
Go ahead, Nathan.
Drop it.
Against All Odds.
I love that, first of all.
Let's go into the backstory, Squeef.
Well, like, I kind of came up with the name. It popped in my head just for the fact, you know, against everything that's been thrown at us both as a band and in our own personal lives. I mean, shoot. We're at a point now that we're about to put an EP out, which for me, being my first real band actually getting out there and playing shows, I mean, this is huge for me. Oh, I don't care. Like, if one person listens to it, I'm happy. So, I mean, that's kind of where that came from. It's basically against all the odds. We're still here. We're still doing it, and we hope to continue doing it against all the odds.
Amen.
Because anybody that's done anything in music knows that the odds are always against you.
Mm-hmm. Factual.
Yeah. I mean, now, with the local scene, we're all very supportive of all the other bands. We try not to get in competition, you know, but...
I think some friendly competition is healthy.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean...
There is a fine line there, but mm-hmm. it's... I feel like, you know, every band that we've played with or just went to go see is everyone's starting to really get in the right mindset, and that's kind of why the scene is bouncing back.
Yeah, no more egos. It's all about everybody.
The egos and the competition, I mean, they're still there, but the people that are bringing that to the table don't last long. And, I mean, that's just the cold
statistics,
hard truth.
Yeah.
You have to be supportive of the other bands in the scene.
They're going to support you, too.
No one does it alone. No one, you know... You can promote as much as you want, but if you don't have other local bands being like, hey, come to this band show, you're not going to have many people there.
And then, I mean, on the same side of that, if you're just a fucking dick to the other bands you're playing with, to the audience,
to the
venue owners, you know,
no one's gonna
you're going to get to a point where you're not going to be able to book a show because other bands aren't going to want to play with you.
Yeah.
And it's
you're shooting yourself
in
the foot.
No venue's going to want to book you. And then there you are. You're done.
Well, I mean, I know for you guys, I mean, at least with my band, Villain Over Heroes, I mean, that's the only reason you guys have agreed to come back and play with us so many times is, you know, we try to be as hospitable as we can.
Oh, absolutely.
We don't make the show about us. You guys don't make the show about y'all and whoever
the
else.
The show is the show.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, every band there makes the show.
Every band playing, every fan there rocking
if
out.
If you took, you know, the show we played at New York Pizza, Villain Over Heroes, Push the Attack, Midnight Massacre. Take one of those bands out, replace it with, say, Written in Gray. It's a completely different show at that point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it all comes together and it all adds something to it.
Which, by the way, my band, Villain Over Here's first show, was with you guys and Written in Gray.
Right? No, it wasn't.
No?
No, it was Midnight Massacre.
Was it Midnight Massacre first?
Yeah.
I could have swore it was you guys.
Nope.
We have not played with Written and Gray, unfortunately.
We need to.
Hey, let's do it right now. Let's go.
Let's go. You want to go play a show?
Like now?
Yeah, right now.
Let's do it.
Like, yeah.
Well,
okay, can you drum? Can you play bass?
Yeah. Okay, guys, not to plug anything ahead of time, but keep on the lookout of all of these band pages for some announcements coming up, because there might be a show that you guys will want to come see soon.
Yeah.
It's very true.
I always be looking out for them shows.
Oh, absolutely. Even if it's not just for this, just always support your local scene, goddammit.
Occupy a venue.
Any band that has been mentioned within this podcast, go check them out.
Pull up.
Let's mention some more. How about some Inferior Design?
Norm.
Sever the Wicked.
Oh, speaking of Inferior Design, just a time out. Inferior Design is also working on their second album.
They are.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I cannot wait for that, personally.
Their first album, Inferno, was just amazing. It was, from start to finish, I mean, it was a masterpiece.
Man, Wrath will really get you going.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. All right, so in closing, hey, Push the Attack is, we're here. We're queer, get used to it.
Got one.
But yeah, we absolutely, guys. Like I said, if you're looking for one of the best bands on the scene to go watch, not only just the ones we've mentioned and so many more, but please go watch a Push the Attack show. It will change the way you see the local scene. I know it has for me.
It will change your world.
I know.
You know, I know, he knows, she knows. It knows, they
know.
It's like this. The one thing that I always hear at the end of the Push the Attack show is, we can change the world. And I wholeheartedly believe that you guys will.
Mm-hmm. If we can help it.
Testify.
Absolutely.
So yeah, thank you guys so much for coming on.
For making it out.
Absolutely.
Thanks for making this long-ass drive out here.
Yeah, no, that wasn't.
Thank you for being a good host.
Yeah, of course.
It was very fun.
Like I said, very soon we'll get one with the rest of the boys on there. And thank you again to all of our listeners, whoever
appreciate
may be. We don't do this for us. I mean, we enjoy doing it, but we really, our goal with this is to bring more attention to the bands in the local scene.
Wasn't the start of us to do something.
Yeah, it wasn't just another thing for us to just, you know, sit around and do. We have enough of those.
Yeah, got a whole list of that.
Could have just went to James's house tonight and played Madden and fought
each
other.
Get pissed off and kicking the balls and fight all night. But
no, we want to give as much exposure to these local bands as we possibly can, because if out of everybody in any profession, local musicians deserve it.
Hell yeah.
They work their asses off day in and day out to write great material and to come blow your fucking minds at shows.
And not only that, they're working on all that, and 9 times out of 10, they're also working a day job.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
So, I mean, so they're taking what little bit of free time they have to put into that.
And I don't know any local band that I've come across that are doing it for themselves. Because if you're doing it for yourselves, please get the fuck out of the business.
They usually weed themselves out.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah, true.
But yeah, thank you guys so much.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Catch you on the flip and see you in the pit.
Absolutely, I love that. So yeah, get out to a local show, occupy a venue, you know, burn the fucking venue down.
No, don't do that, because we need somewhere to play.
We'll have renovations again.
Shout out to all the venues we've mentioned. Like they said, they've got some shows coming up. Be there or be square.
Yeah, don't be square, though.
Don't be square.
Just be there.
Being square.
Be in the pit.
Or take a shit.